Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you for raising this important topic right here in the Council chamber. There's no reason why gender and disarmament should be something that we only discuss inside events. 20 years after the UN Security Council 1325 on women, peace, and security was first passed, it is well established that women are, and can be, powerful agents for peace. Women's rights to participate in decision-making enjoys wide support, and the added value of gender analysis in peace and security matters is well understood. We've seen significant achievements when it comes to increasing women's participation and decision-making power in peace processes. And yet, it seems that in disarmament and non-proliferation, progress still seems to be lagging behind. And to paraphrase the report that UNIDIR just mentioned, we are still behind the curve when it comes to gender parity. And there's no reason why this should be so. After all, disarmament and arms control lies at the heart of international peace and security. At the same time, in these same disarmament fora, we hear repeated concerns over a fraying of the disarmament architecture. So maybe it's time to consider whether the Secretary General has a point when he argues in his agenda for disarmament that involving more women will help revitalize disarmament discussions. Norway firmly believes that bringing more women into international security is not simply an act of altruism. Diversity in a room of decision makers leads to better decisions, which benefits all of us. Representation and diverse voices are important, but there is also another piece of the puzzle that we must consider. We know that women, men, girls and boys experience different threats during and after conflict. We know that they are differently impacted by weapons and their flows in non-conflict environments. We must take into account if we want to tailor effective solutions that improve the human security of all members of society. Norway's third National Action Plan on Women, Peace and Security commits us to endeavor to ensure that the gender perspective is included in processes relating to humanitarian disarmament and arms control. Last year, Norway held the presidency of the fourth review conference of the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention. And for years, we had heard from mine action operators and from national mine action authorities that carrying out a solid gender analysis as part of landmine survey and clearance, while planning risk education or victim assistance, makes their work more effective and more targeted. So we decided to elevate gender to one of the four main priorities of the presidency. And at the review conference in Oslo in November, the states' parties adopted an ambitious action plan for the next 5 years. The Oslo Action Plan contains concrete actions states' parties will take to implement all parts of the Mine Ban Convention. And importantly, the Oslo Action Plan mainstreams gender throughout all areas. It also contains a separate cross-cutting action that commits all states' parties to ensure that the different needs and perspectives of women, girls, boys and men are considered and inform all areas of convention implementation. States' parties will also strive to remove barriers to the full and equal and gender-balanced participation in mine action and in convention meetings. And because the action plan also contains indicators, the states' parties will collectively be able to monitor their progress in implementing this important action as well. We're encouraged by the strong commitment on part of all the states' parties, and we hope that other disarmament fora will build on this in the time to come, not least during the upcoming review conference of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. And finally, I would like to make one important last point. It is not the responsibility of women to ensure that a gender perspective is integrated into our work. Everyone who is involved in peace processes or in disarmament negotiations, both men and women, have a responsibility to strive for holistic, non-discriminatory solutions. Thank you.